So I'm joined by Musa, who's a refugee in the Za'atari camp on the border between Jordan and Syria. Musa, perhaps you could tell me where you come from and why you fled from Syria.
I am from Dara. I came to Jordan for 6 months. I came because after we graduate in the university, we must go to the military. And in the military, you will kill our Syrian people. And if you don't kill them, the military will kill you. So I came to Jordan for 6 months. That is the reason why I come.
And how easy was it to cross the border?
What?
How easy was it to cross the border to leave Syria and get into Jordan?
Yeah, we come from not with the passport. We come with the cars, and then we go to the with the walking. It is too hard, and we listen to the bomb, and we have a light around us. So it is difficult. We maybe too nice to enter to Jordan. It's
and,
too hard.
And what is life like in the camp? What do you do with your days?
It is so difficult in the camp because many of people now go back to Syria without ID, without anything, because it is here in the camp. Maybe I am here for 6 months. I am still living in the tent. They don't give us caravan because maybe our neighbor 1,000 people and they still living in the tent. That is one of the reasons. And the food, they don't give us vegetables or maybe basic vegetables. Like all of us need it in the family.
And what about the heat? It must be this time of year particularly hot. How do you stay out of the heat?
What, please, again?
How do you deal with the heat of the summer? How hot it is in the camp?
Maybe your voice is not so clear.
I'm sorry, Musa. Let's talk about something else. Which members of your family are with you?
Yeah, I'm here alone, and my family is still in Syria. I'm here with my brother and his family. He has two kids, and we must go to the military, and because after 25 you must go to military.
Yeah.
We came to Jordan, and our family and. My sisters, two sisters, the small sisters, still in Syria.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so scared about them. And every minute I call them, how are you? What about the situation? What about my brothers, my sisters, my mom, my dad?
I understand.
They are still in Syria.
That must be very distressing. What did the children do all day?
I'm here... working with Acted, and I'm here with my friend. I have a new friend here and new people. All the day we go to the work and then go back to the tent. It's a so boring life here.
And would you ever go back to Syria?
I wish. Maybe I try to go back just 2 days to see my mother and my father, and then go back because I don't still in Syria. All the military, maybe my name there, they want to arrest me on anything else, you know.
Musa, it's been very good talking to you. I really hope that your situation improves as soon as possible. But thanks for speaking with us today.
Thank you. Thank you, The Guardian, and thank you to you, Mark.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye. Welcome.